Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., and Michael has some special guests to talk about a really exciting initiative. I can't wait to hear about this, Michael.
Yeah, I love this initiative because it shows how the private sector can be part of solving our challenges, those basic challenges we talked about earlier. We've got Branko Kerkez, who is the CTO of HiFi, a private sector technology company, and Crystal Bergman, who is a senior manager of disaster resilience at Verizon. And they're going to be talking about this new initiative that they've developed that has this flood response technology that I think should not only save money, but maybe save lives.
Well, Branko and Crystal, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll just give one observation before we start. Being a first responder, former sheriff, and sitting in EOCs before storms and looking at slosh models that'll absolutely scare the absolute bejesus out of you, I love this initiative that you're about to describe because it's giving you real-time information. So welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
So if I don't know who wants to start, but if you would kind of describe and provide us the landscape of what it is that we're talking about.
I'd be happy to frame the broader. Yeah, go for it. Please.
Go ahead, Branko. Okay, well, I will talk. So this is Crystal with Verizon. See, this is a partnership. We work together here. So, you know, Verizon has always run to a crisis. We show up, you know, times of the disaster to make sure our network is connected, to make sure that our communities have what they need. But last year, we decided we really wanted to be doing more to help communities prepare before, recover long after, and be able to respond during a disaster. So thinking about a 360-degree approach to extreme weather and extreme weather events. So we launched our Disaster Resilience Initiative and our Disaster Resilience Prize a few years ago. And so HiFi actually was a winner of our Disaster Resilience Prize. And that prize invited companies to bring their solutions to extreme weather events to us. So that we could work together to help solve problems in communities like flooding. So, Branko, let me turn it over to you to describe exactly what the sensors are and how they work in New Orleans.
Go ahead, Branko.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me again. It's exciting to talk. So, we've been scratching our heads around flooding for about a decade almost, even starting with some of the early university work we were doing. And so HiFi started around the time that Crystal's mentioning, the Verizon Disaster Resilience Prize. I think, as we all know, flooding is a huge issue across the United States, and it manifests in various ways, both in catastrophic ways as well as ways that sort of like, create day-to-day pain points for folks. And the classic ways of solving this is ultimately to try to make our cities more resilient through bigger infrastructure. But as we know, that's very expensive, and it also takes a really long time to do. So it's hard to sort of say, like, hey, we're going to fix flooding over the next 30 years. We kind of want immediate solutions now. And so that's where we've been thinking about the role of technology. And when I say technology, I'm thinking about the kind of stuff that's in self-driving cars and, you know, smart thermostats and these other things that we're seeing right now in the era of AI, and what role that could have in the various stages of flooding. And so as we had these early discussions with Verizon, you know, the ideas that started emerging were these notions of real-time response. So clearly, when a flood occurs, we want better ways to be able to just know when it's happening. And for most communities around the United States, that means when it rains, you're either fielding 911 calls, 411 calls, resident phone calls, or just driving around to see what the problem is. And so that kind of creates this reactive response to flooding. And that's really kind of the state of flooding, not just in the United States, but really globally. And so the idea was, could you use these kind of sensing technologies like we have on self-driving cars to detect flooding in real time? And so that's part of the solution. We have these down-looking sensors that are mounted in the city on light poles, street signs, measuring if there's water underneath them, and then that gets reported in real time to the various folks that are doing response to sort of say, okay, this intersection is impacted, this neighbor is impacted, and it creates this real-time response aspect. So rather than having to rely on driving around and checking or relying on just phone calls, which are still important, you kind of have this situational awareness, this tactical awareness as the event is unfolding to try to make the most use out of the resources that you have in terms of response. And that's kind of where we started, and that's the current pilot right now.
Absolutely brilliant idea. From an operational standpoint, I mean, it just makes so much sense. And you make it available, I guess, both to the first responder community, EOCs, but also users, right? Just the general population can have access to this immediately.
That is correct, and that builds upon the kind of technologies that Verizon's been building the infrastructure for quite a long time, right? To have reliable communications, especially during these hazardous events, you need to be able to reach people in real time. And so the sensors connect to that network, they report it, and then, as you say, it goes to various users. And that part is kind of a challenging thing to solve, because various users need various things. So the responders, as they're driving around, have various ways to engage with that data. We look out for things like information overload. We're not just throwing raw data at people. We're trying to figure out how to make that actionable. And so as we speak right now, the city's actually integrated it into the broader flood alert program. So as you look at the city website's now currently shared with all residents, and there's markers on the map that kind of show you the real-time road conditions and what folks can do. So depending on, you know, who the end receiver of this information is, we try to make it as not just useful, but as usable as possible.
And this is all, Crystal, running on the 5G network backbone.
That's right, yeah. So we can use our 5G network at Verizon to help connectivity, help send that information across the networks.
So, Bronco and Crystal, I know in Jefferson Parish, and I think they have the same technology in Orleans, we all spent a lot of money to monitor drainage canals and the heights of drainage canals during an event. You know, I was laughing about the slosh models, but that's really external of the levee system. And more often than not, our challenge is internal to the levee system and having that real-time information. But those systems that we deployed were incredibly expensive. I can't remember what they call them. Maybe you remember. I've been 8 years removed, so I used to know all the nomenclature, but I've forgotten a lot of it. But I do recall a lot of money was spent to deploy that technology.
Yeah, traditionally, solutions to monitor stuff like this at scale are, to your point, very, very expensive. And because they're expensive, we tend to put them in places where there's always water, if that makes sense. So whether it's rivers or canals or places where it's useful on a day-to-day basis. And that obviously has tremendous impact in day-to-day operations, but what floods are parking lots and intersections and other places. And so to make the long-term case, you know, and historically using traditional technologies to sort of instrument things that are only going to flood when they flood becomes tricky. And so driving down not just the cost of the technology, but the accessibility in terms of what it means to maintain these large-scale networks. So one thing that makes this system really unique is the emphasis on ease of use. So traditionally you would have to have sophisticated staff on hand. It's usually only things that either utilities can afford or maybe even federal government, right, which is our main source of water data through the U.S. Geological Survey and some of these other agencies. How do you make it easy to just be able to use a screwdriver and put these out and make it something that you can sustain in a long time? And so the system that we have in place right here is basically a mount, and when the sensor needs to be serviced, we keep an eye on it, and we send a new one in the mail, and they get switched out really, really quickly. And so within a matter of minutes, you can kind of maintain this network. And I think that's one of the key innovations here. And so that drives down not just the price of the technology, but actually the maintenance component. Because a lot of times, if you want to detect flooding in real time or manage these systems in real time, you're adding complexity to workflows into already overloaded city staff workflows. And so you have to be able to find ways to make this easier overall to be able to derive the value from it. And so the cost traditionally has been a combination of staff time plus technology, and we're trying to drive all of those components down by making things easier to use and obviously cheaper and more reliable through the network that we're collaborating with Verizon with.
So by August of this year, the network has expanded to 50 sensors covering some major corridors. What are the sensors able to actually quantify?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So the technology at the core of this is, we always tell people the analogy is almost like a bat. The bat sees by hearing, and that's effectively how these specific units work. They use an ultrasonic wave, a sonar pulse, that's sent from the unit down to the ground, and we measure effectively how far the closest surface is. And so the idea is that as water levels rise, we can detect that, and then that gets packaged up and reported. And we don't report the raw data. We have to format it and clean it up, and that's actually right. A really tricky problem. You have to make sure that the stuff that you're reporting is reliable, right? Because especially for a pilot like this, to validate the trust in the technology. And so we clean the data up in real time. We use really, frankly, what I would consider sophisticated algorithms to clean the stuff up, and then it gets reported effectively to the city in increments of, let's say, 4 inches. So the sensors are very granular. They can give you water levels down to almost millimeter precision, but really, you know, we care about, is it 4 inches of water, which means that maybe you can pass a car, but you should really not drive through that. 8 inches, at that point, it's starting to impact first responder vehicles. And once you reach a foot of water, nobody really should be driving through any of that ever, really. But it gives you this level of decision-making that you have there, all the way from really granular information to is it flooded, is it not flooded, and just, again, trying to support workflows and response in a way that makes sense. And we do a lot of that reporting and formatting on the fly.
Sonar itself is a technology that's been around for decades and has become pretty damn reliable, right?
It has. It has definitely evolved both in terms of its reliability, and obviously the cost has dropped over time, but it's still a really tricky problem, right? That, mm-hmm. you know, technology goes down in cost, but we're not seeing this kind of network that you know you have in New Orleans right now everywhere, and there's a reason for that. It's still a really hard problem. This idea of detecting flooding in real time, let alone predicting, and we're trying to push the boundaries on that, right? Like it's one thing to know it's flooding, but to know 8 hours ahead of time changes the game completely. you have to be able to clean that data. You have to be able to say, okay, is a car parked below the sensor? Is that actual water levels? And that requires, it goes way beyond the sensor. You know, yeah. So like the hardware technology, the ability to measure in the field in real time is like a sliver of this broader puzzle of making this stuff reliable, like cleaning the data up, making sure it's reliable, working with the city to make sure we're on the same page, and then delivering it in a way that actually solves people's problems rather than, again, hitting them with 50 raw data streams and saying, kind of figure it out. So it's kind of a sophisticated chain of various steps to ultimately, hopefully, reach the ultimate goal of being able to get to places where you need to get the most and the quickest.
And in the second half to that, what's pretty incredible to me, Crystal, is you're able to move this amount of data across, I guess, the data side of 5G.
Yeah, the 5G technology has come along so that we're able to quickly move a lot of data in a lot of different places with these sensors. Then Bronco also mentions kind of the human element of this, and we also partner with local United Ways of Southeast Louisiana to help make sure that communities are aware of the sensors, they understand what they are if they see them, they understand how to use the data and work with the data that the city is producing in order to actually make a difference in people's lives. So we're excited to bring all of that together.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's where I was headed next. I mean, this is so really exciting technology. Obviously, can save lives. We've had challenges with underpasses. Y'all all know the stories. I mean, those are great opportunities as well to, you know, maybe even just hook it up to blinking lights under an overpass to let people know don't go there. But we have a lot of hard-headed people here that are going to go anyway. But just real quick, Bronco, because I only have a minute. I'm just thinking like farmers having a desire to know how much water's on their crops, you know, during a storm, and if they could re-divert, by opening floodgates or something in real time. So that they don't lose their crop. I mean, it just seems like this thing could just really get broad in its utilization.
I think you're hitting on the frontiers of what's possible with some of these technologies. Again, like, you know, a self-driving car changes the way it drives based on its inputs. And I think there is this image we can evoke of self-driving water systems or water systems that assist the end user ultimately with the kind of decisions they're trying to make. So I think you're definitely onto something. We're scratching the surface of what's possible here, and we're starting to offer technological either amendments or alternatives to manage infrastructure that we have classically managed, we've managed it for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. So absolutely, it's true that water still flows downhill, but like technology can play a role in terms of sort of making them more efficient and more friendly to all the folks that are involved.
Bronco Kirkitz, the CTO of HiFi, Crystal Bergman, Senior Manager, Disaster Resilience at Verizon. First off, thank you so much for all that y'all do, and thank you for sharing it with us here in the place that we call home, the city of New Orleans. Have a great week.
Thanks so much.
All right, we'll be right back with Michael Heck for his final thoughts. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.